This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders and tribal health experts say federal broken promises to tribes have created a perfect storm in Indian country as tribes fight COVID-19. They say failures in treaty and trust responsibilities have led to disproportionate harmful impacts of COVID-19 on Native people. A six-member panel testified virtually Friday before the United States Commission on Civil Rights. They say lack of broadband makes telehealth nearly impossible. Social distancing is hard due to overcrowded housing. Lack of modern infrastructure such as indoor plumbing creates hygiene challenges. And the severely underfunded Indian Health Service is compounded by COVID-19. Mohegan Chief and Secretary of the United South and Eastern Tribes, Lynn Malerbra.
The federal government's historic and ongoing neglect of its obligations to tribal nations is being brought into sharper focus by the COVID-19 public health emergency. Decades of broken promises, underfunding, and inaction have left Indian country severely under-resourced and at extreme risk during this crisis. Our existing systems of service delivery and infrastructure are experiencing greater stress than those of other units of government as we seek to maintain essential services and depend on our commitments while responding to COVID-19.
Tribal leaders say the federal government has also failed in delivering COVID-19 relief aid. They say emergency funding has been delayed and federal agencies tasked with disbursement do not know how to work with tribes. Tribal leaders are calling for systemic change and for the federal government to honor its treaty and trust responsibilities. The Presidential Task Force examining missing and murdered American Indian and Alaska Native people will not be meeting in person due to COVID-19. Instead, 12 tribal consultations will be held virtually. The sessions are regionally based by Bureau of Indian Affairs areas, with the first consultation scheduled in August. The task force is expected to present a progress report to the president in November and a final report by November 2021. Recently, First Nations in Quebec marked the 13th anniversary of the OCA crisis. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, some say the issues remain unresolved decades later.
World attention was riveted 3 decades ago on the small town of Oka, about 30 miles northwest of Montreal. At the time, Quebec Provincial Police moved in on a barricade set up by Mohawks who were protesting against the planned expansion of a golf course on what they claimed was ancestral land. One police officer was killed, and what came after was a 78-day standoff between Mohawks, the police, and the Canadian military. A slow-moving convoy of vehicles with people waving flags and sounding horns marked the anniversary. Ellen Gabriel is a Mohawk activist and spokeswoman for the people of the Longhouse in Ganasatagi.
But today is marking the peaceful barricade that we had on July 11th. Our basic human rights were violated by the Sûreté du Québec, by the Canadian Army, and condoned by the governments of Canada and Quebec. And to say once again to Canada and all the colonizers that this land belongs to the people of the Ganyatahaga Nation.
Gabriel says her people want their land back as part of reconciliation. She adds that First Nations must also be part of the decision-making process on their land, and that's reconciliation, one that also respects Indigenous laws. Others say today First Nations face the same lack of respect, denial of rights, and infringement on land that they faced 30 years ago. The 78-day siege ended when the golf course development was canceled, but the underlying land dispute remains unresolved. The government says it must be acknowledged that progress in relations has been unequal, halting, and often far too slow. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Mitchell Hamlin School of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. You can earn your JD and specialize in Indian law in a way that fits your life. There are full-time and part-time options both on campus and online. More at mitchellhamlin.edu.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.